You're listening to a Marketplace special on the economics of disability. I'm Lizzie O'Leary with my co-host, John Margetis.
It's not just rehab gyms where people with disabilities can go to work out.
Plenty of other gyms are becoming more accessible.
And trainers can learn to adapt standard exercise and workout routines for people with disabilities.
This next story comes to us from Seattle, Washington, where a group called Seize the Oar created an adaptive rowing team.
Rowing can be great exercise for wheelchair users because the rotation of their arms when they row is in the opposite direction of what they do when they propel themselves in their chairs. It helps balance things out.
And for these Seattle women, rowing isn't just great exercise, it's also a total blast.
My name is Teal Scher, and I'm an actor and writer, and I recently started adaptive rowing, and I am on the team Seize the Oar. I am at Renton Rowing Center, and we are about to start practice. I was injured when I was 14 years old. I was in a car accident and had a spinal cord injury. And so I'm basically paralyzed from the hips down. It takes a while to kind of get comfortable in your own skin again, and your body works differently. And I went through a period of time where I felt ashamed of my disability and I felt embarrassed. I think when you start getting active again, and also being just in the disability community, it really made me feel strong again and confident, and I began to love my body and how it moved, and yeah, it worked a little differently for me, but that was okay. It's good.
The seat doesn't need to move up or back?
No, the seat's good. I had an extra strap I used last time. Oh, perfect. Oh, great. I added this strap last time for my legs, which helped stabilize me in the seat, which was good. Made a big difference. Let me put on the straps. I started with Seize the Oar last winter, and we started with indoor training, which is where we work out in a CrossFit gym on rower machines, and we do different circuit training with weights and medicine balls and whatnot. And we just recently got on the water. It's pretty amazing. I mean, it's, you can't see it, but it's absolutely gorgeous here. I mean, just the water and the scenery. And we're right next to the Boeing plant. So it's kind of interesting because you see all these planes being built, like right next door. I mean, it's just magical when you're out there on your boat, you don't have your cell phone, and you're, you know, you're off the mainland, and it's just you and your partner. We row in a two-seater, so it's me and another girl, and it's just the two of us. It's pretty special.
Not bad water today.
Okay, we're going to do five and glide by twos. Ready, row.
One of the hard things about having a disability sometimes is that health and fitness and the sports world isn't accessible to you. Like, I want to stay healthy and work out, but I go to a gym and most of the equipment there isn't accessible to me, and it can be a little overwhelming. I have worked out in gyms before that are specifically for people with disabilities, and those are, of course, great because all the equipment is specifically designed for people with disabilities, and you feel comfortable because everybody there usually understands disability and gets it. But those gyms, of course, don't exist everywhere. Like, there are not many of them. And so it's great to have the flexibility to go anywhere. It's great not to be segregated. Like, it's nice for all of us to exist together, you know? We have it's called the Northwest Regionals coming up in Vancouver, Washington. And that will be my first race, so I'm pretty nervous about it. But yeah, we've just been trying to get out on the water more. And like last time we were out on the water, our coach Tara was, we were practicing like what the start of the race is like and what to expect and just even how, like, once the race starts, like what are our first movements in the boat, because we're supposed to do like five really quick strokes just to get us out of the start line. And so there's a whole technique. It's a whole other world, the world of rowing, and it's been really fun to like learn about it and be in the community.
That was Teal Scherer, an actor and producer who rows with Seize the Oar.